I was lucky enough to watch this lady have a fantastic win in Williamstown on Tuesday in the Michelin Bay Classic. And yesterday, also got to see her live on Facebook. That's just amazing how they can throw that sort of stuff up on Facebook and Twitter and the like. Live pictures of Jessica Allen getting over the line and winning her very first senior Australian title. And the Orica Scott Reiner joins us on the line now. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
Congratulations. Must be a fantastic feeling to be a national senior champion.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night, that's for sure. But, yeah, it was a really special feeling.
Due to pain or just due to partying?
Oh, not so much partying. We got a big race on Sunday, the road race. That's a big one. But, yeah, the legs are a bit sore. And, yeah, when you do well in a race, you're just really hyped up and excited and, yeah, so many thoughts running through the mind.
Take us through some of those thoughts that are running through your mind at the moment. Of course, we saw you have a fantastic win on Tuesday in Williamstown. You backed it up with a great win in Ballarat yesterday. The thoughts going through your mind, are they more thoughts of the future and where that lies for you?
Yeah, a little bit, but probably more so just the last few days. It's been a huge 4 days with Orica, Scott, and all the girls have just come together really nicely this week and we've ridden so well. And yeah, it's just a really exciting time of the year. And yeah, really excited for the road race on Sunday now with all the girls. Everyone's in really good form. But yeah, also really excited for Europe, as well and all the big races over there this year.
We'll talk about the road race very shortly, which does happen up Mount Buninyong on Sunday, as you said. But let's look back at the two criteriums that you did win, the two races that you did win on the Tuesday and Wednesday. And very similar races to an extent that there was a bit of a breakaway group, you and a couple of girls on Tuesday. And that breakaway group was a little bit bigger, if memory serves me right, for yesterday's race. But towards the end, you just powered away and the other girls just couldn't keep up.
Yeah, Tuesday's race, there was only three of us.
Yep.
And I'm not the best sprinter, but I thought I could probably out-sprint those girls, but I still didn't want to risk it. So I attacked with two laps to go, and that worked perfectly. So I won by about 6 seconds, which was awesome.
Well, your tactics on Tuesday actually were quite interesting. I got there for probably about the last 15 to 20 minutes of that race and just saw you just sitting off the lead two girls. There was a pack of three, but you seemed to be just sitting off them, just waiting and biding your time.
Yeah, I had to be pretty patient. Lucy Birchall did an awesome ride. She rode the front pretty much the whole breakaway. So it gave me a pretty easy ride, and I didn't want to let it come down to a bunch sprint, so I just waited and thought I'd just give it everything with two laps to go once they tire out a little bit. And, yeah, that worked really well. And then, yeah, yesterday's race as well, and there was five of us, but I also had a teammate, Janelle Crooks, in there as well. So I said to her, look, we're with three sprinters. We're not the best sprinters, so we have to attack them. And we just worked together attacking until no one was there. So, yeah, it was a great ride by her and the whole team.
And I think it even got to the stage where with about two or three laps to go, your lead was that commanding that it was pretty certain that you were going to win the race.
Yeah, probably two laps to go. I realised I had won. I just had to keep it upright. And, yeah, so that was a pretty cool feeling, just having a bit of time to take it all in on the last lap.
And lucky you did have those couple of laps to think about things because it obviously gave you an opportunity to think about your celebration as well,
I
think, to your words, weren't fantastic in Williamstown and needed to be bettered for Ballarat.
Yeah, pretty much. Our Sonia said yes. Your salute wasn't great in Williamstown, so, yeah, I had to make sure it was better yesterday.
It obviously seems like celebrations are quite important, actually, because I think even Caleb Ewan was talking about it as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, for Caleb, it's probably a bit more scary because, like, he's doing a bunch sprint. They're going so quick.
Yeah.
And then he brings his hands up off the bars, whereas, you know, I just cruised in solo and took them off, so it's a bit easier. But, yeah, when they're sprinting that pace and celebrate, it's pretty impressive.
Were you surprised at the power that you had in your legs on Wednesday after that race on Tuesday? Because even though it was a shorter course and it didn't seem to be too taxing on everyone, it obviously you get to slow down a fair bit around the course when you're going around the bends and the like. It still takes a bit out of you, doesn't it? And when you're setting yourself up for a national event the next day, it's always hard to know how the body's going to react.
Oh, definitely. It wasn't just Tuesday's crit. It was Mondays and Sundays as well. And like Port Arlington, particularly on Mondays, a really hard course. And there's a sharp, punchy hill there. So yeah, I was a little bit concerned about how I'd be feeling. Like yesterday morning, we went for an easy spin, and I was talking to Amanda Spratt. I'm like, oh boy, the legs aren't too good this morning. But I really did ride into it yesterday. As the race went on, I felt stronger. And I think the Bay Crits were just a really good lead in, just to get a bit more top end speed in the legs. And yeah, so I'm really glad I did that. And yeah, I was happy I had good legs yesterday.
In researching you, Jessica, so we could have a chat today, I was really interested to find out what you have done in the past. And to the extent that cycling nearly lost you, or you nearly lost your way in cycling, you're a former world champion, a world sprint champion?
Junior
time trial champion.
Yeah.
And then went into the professional ranks, and that seemed to mess with your head a fair bit.
Yeah, so coming out of like under 19s, the junior worlds, you're only pretty young. So I was only 19, 20 when I signed my first professional contract with the French team. So I lived over in France for 8 months just by myself, and I was very isolated. Like, I got to race the world circuit, which is awesome, but I'm quite a social person, and isolation really got to me. And yeah, it got very lonely. And like, for women cyclists, we don't get paid a lot of money, so we do it for the passion of the sport, really. And so if you're not enjoying it, there's no point doing it. Mm. So I really had to reassess things when I got home. And that's what I did a bit of racing in North America and Australia, and found my love for the sport again. And yeah, when I'm happy off the bike, I ride really well on the bike. And that's really shown the last 12 months.
When you say you felt really lonely, is it, we see that cycling teams is a fairly good team environment. There's a lot of work that you need to do together on the track. Does that not equate off the track as well? Does everyone just go their own separate ways once you guys are off the track?
Not so much with Orica, Scott. I live in Italy now with a lot of the girls on the team and the staff, so it's like a little home away from home, which is fantastic. But when I was on the French team, the whole team were French, and I was the only non-French person, so that was hard. And the French, they're quite different to Australians. They're not as accepting and don't really go out of their way to help you as much. Mm. And so I found that really difficult, and like, I tried to learn the language, but just, you know, wasn't fluent and got left out a bit. And all the girls live at their family homes, and I was just living in a small apartment. So that was really tough. But now with Orica, it's fantastic. They have a great setup over there. And yeah, don't get lonely at all now, which is awesome.
Jean Bates from Orica Scott said it was a real no-brainer to bring you into the team with your pedigree. And I suppose for you, it was just a matter of just getting yourself back into, as you said, finding the love of the sport, and I'm sure that's pretty much there now.
Yeah, that's it. Like, I knew if I really wanted it, I could get to where I am now. But yeah, I just had to find the love for it again and then get the results. And yeah, over the last 12 months I've done that, and I'm just so thankful they picked me up halfway through last year and really believe in me, and I'm looking forward to the next year with the team.
So while you were the girl that got all the accolades and the praise yesterday, that won't necessarily be the case up the mountain in Mount Buninyong, as you'll be one of the domestiques who'll be helping one of your team members get up to the top. Who's that going to be?
Oh, look, we have quite a few cards to play on Sunday. The whole team's in pretty good form, with a few girls in exceptional form. So, look, yeah, I think we have a lot of options to play. I'm definitely keen to work my butt off for the girls like they've done for me the last couple of days. And, yeah, so it's going to be a great race out there. I think we'll approach it with an aggressive tactic again like we've done this week. That really works for us. And, yeah, we'll have a team meeting on Saturday and get a game plan. But everyone's really pumped, and whoever walks away with the national jersey, we just hope it's on one of our shoulders, and we'll be happy with whoever it is.
A final one for you. The summer of cycling here in Australia now has just become a massive thing right throughout January and into early February, and we're getting so many more internationals now popping over because they're hearing that it is such a great series. Once that's finished for you, what does the European season hold for you?
So I'll head over to Europe in probably middle of February at the moment. And yeah, we start off with the Spring Classics in Belgium. So they start the end of February. And I'll stay over there until September, October. We've got lots of one day races. There's Tour of Flanders. We've got some new races like Amstel Gold and Liège-Bastogne-Liège as well. So they're going to be really exciting for us. Yeah, so hopefully just improve lots. We've got some fantastic riders on the team, like Annemiek van Vleuten, Amanda Sprout, Gracie Elvin, who are all awesome classics riders. So I'm really excited to support them and get some good results.
Fantastic stuff. Well done, Jessica. Congratulations on your win yesterday. Have a good ride on Sunday up Mount Buninyong and down again and up again, and it happens a couple of times. And have a fantastic European season. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, Jessica Allen from the Orica Scott team, a national champion.